Monstrous Maud, Freaky Sleepover by A.B. Saddlewick, read by Derin Edwards. Chapter 1. Maud Montague looked around the bedroom she shared with her twin sister Millie. The room was divided into two very different halves. Maud's half had jet black wallpaper and was so cluttered you couldn't see the carpet. Beneath Maud's bed was her pet rat Quentin's daytime den, made of old twigs and bits of cardboard box.
"You're such a messypotamus," said Millie. "No wonder you can never find anything."
Millie's half had soppy pink wallpaper. She'd packed all her things away in her lilac chest of drawers, except for her teddy bears and dolls, which she'd lined up on top, in order of size.
"I tidied up once and I was looking for stuff for weeks," said Maud. "This way I know exactly where everything is."
Millie buttoned her creaseless navy blue blazer in front of her full-length mirror.
"Perfect," she said. "Now for yummy porridge."
She ran downstairs singing to herself. Maud followed her sister downstairs, passing the family portraits and waving at the one of her favourite ancestor, Great Aunt Ethel. She opened the dining room door, sat down between her mum and dad, and selected a piece of toast from the metal rack. Mr. Montague was examining a car's exhaust pipe and leaving an oily stain on the white tablecloth. His wife was carefully checking through a box of rubber bats she'd bought for the upcoming performance of Dracula at their local theatre. She was in charge of props and costumes.
"Are you looking forward to your sleepover on Saturday, Millie?" asked Mr. Montague.
Millie's sleepover! Maud had completely forgotten about it. She had told her parents she'd asked some friends along too, but now she wasn't so sure. Maud's friends were quite unusual.